My name is Katie Turner. I'm sitting here on Friday, October 7th at 4 p.m. with Alfred Dementiff. Where did you grow up and what year were you born?
I grew up here in Holy Cross and I was born in 1954.
Did you grow up fishing or participating in fish camp?
I started fishing, learning how to fish when I was 5 years old in fish camp.
How has fish camp changed from when you were growing up?
Well, there's no more fish camps now, but we used to, that was our livelihood. We used to stay in fish camp all summer and come back in the fall.
Who taught you how to fish and who did you usually go out with when you went out?
I went out with my dad and mom, both of them, you know.
Yeah. When you guys are able to fish here, who do you go out with?
Here? Mm-hmm. When I was a kid? Yeah. Or when?
Just whenever.
Oh, I used to go out with all my brothers. And all my brothers fished with me when we used to go. We had a couple of boats, so we all band together because we had a big family, and there was a whole bunch of us. There's five families to a fish camp, so all of us had to do our share of work.
Where did you fish?
Well, 5 miles from here, across the slough and up by the... About 5 miles from heading to where it is, but it's here in the Holy Cross area.
How do you know where to set net or toss a drift net?
I was drifting since, how did I know? Well, everybody got the same spot to drift. There's only certain spots, you know. And there's only a very few eddies, so, you know. Drifting was our main goal around here. So right across the river, it's the main place to drift. And 5 miles up, where we could go 15 miles down, there's three or four places to fish. And
so salmon like to hang out by eddies?
Yeah, they like to stop in eddies on the way up, rest up, you know.
Are there any environmental factors that let you know that fish are close by or they're on their way up?
Well, before that, like the old guys used to say, you know, the birds used to whistle along the bank, you know, the blackbirds. They used to tell us when the fish was coming and cotton in the air, you know. Some of the factors, and then the bluebells, you know. Bluebells are blooming, you know, there's fish out there. That's some of the factors.
Okay. From your experience, how has the regulation and management of salmon changed in the area?
Well, since they're declining in salmon, change they gave, giving us windows, you know, but now there's no fishing. But we used to have windows. Before that, we used to fish 7 days a week, you know. And then, but then we never, but now there's windows. But before that, we just fish, you know, get 20 salmon and then bring that home and take care of it, you know. And that's about all we can take care of it to make a good job of it, you know. So we didn't get very much salmon. That's why we 20 salmon every, you know, every time we go out, if we can, all summer long, you know, till we get about 150 fish for five families.
The last summer that they let you guys fish, how much were you getting each time you went out, if any?
The last time, I probably got about 5, maybe 10. There, because every time it opened up there, the fish were going by, you know, there. It opened up and then there was no fish in the river, so we were kind of scratching for fish. But we still got a few, enough to eat, you know. But nothing for the fish camp.
What's your favorite way to eat or prepare salmon?
Every way. Baked, fried, every way you could cook it, you know. Even salt fish, make salt fish out of it, you know. Well, there's a whole lot of ways to have salmon. That's the My best way is baked salmon, put a little barbecue sauce on it, you know.
What does salmon mean to you?
It means life, I guess. God, that's what grew up all our lives, that salmon, you know. That's how we used to survive. We used to have salmon in the summer. Then we'd go to the moose meat, then the animals, you know, but salmon was the main, it has the oil, you know, keep everybody warm in the winter.
Do Do you notice a difference in how you feel when you're unable to harvest salmon?
I don't feel too good. It's a big difference.
Yeah. How do you feel about these current runs?
Well, there's, according to, I don't think there's any runs anymore.
Do you remember when salmon runs were beginning to become concerning? Like when the population started dropping or
yeah,
the size?
Yeah, it was about 5 or 6 years ago when there's, well, mainly I think it was because of the bycatch situation, you know. Because of the, let me see how it goes. Ted's the Magnuson, you know, the Stevens-Magnuson Act, you know, there's Stevens, he made boundaries. He set the boundary, he made boundaries out there in the Bering Sea for 200, they can't fish within 200 miles, you know. But now I figure that global warming and climate change, now that the salmon are moving further out, they're hitting that 200 mile limit, you know. So I was thinking maybe they could extend that 200 mile limit to 300 miles, so maybe we could let some fish go by. Because that's when we started, the fish were declining since the climate was changing. That's my thoughts.
Did the king salmon get smaller?
They were switched just to smaller and then meshed. We got smaller fish, yeah.
How did community members respond to these changes?
Everybody's kind of disappointed, but there's nothing we could do about it.
Did you need a change where you traditionally fished in order to get salmon?
Nope, because we always fish in the same spot if they let us, you know, if it's...
Did your elders give you any warnings about salmon or advice on how to behave around them?
Nope, no warnings at all. Just fish when it's fisher here in the middle of June is our fishing month, you know.
Do you have any warnings or advice for us about salmon?
No, just I'm just hoping they come back so we can fish again, you know. That's what we're all hoping.
Would you mind sharing one of your favorite fishing stories?
Let me see. And I got so many that I don't think so, because there's two. I don't know which is my favorite.
Oh.
Okay, but I got a lot of stories, you know.
Do you have any other thoughts on how to take care of salmon?
No, I just hope they, hope by some miracle they come back. That's all we're hoping for, you know. So we could fish salmon again.
Okay, that was my last question. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.